Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If you build it, they will come. That may work in a movie like Field of Dreams, but it doesn't always work when you put up a church structure and expect people who are entertained by these Beyoncé halftime shows to somehow want to come to what happens within a congregation on Sunday morning. I served my vicarage in two towns, Libby and Troy, Montana. For those of you that are geographically challenged, that's way up in the far northwest corner of that great large state. One of my primary responsibilities was to build up a small mission congregation in Troy, Montana, metropolis of 1,500. And this was in the, for Dr. Skier and others who remember ancient Missouri Synod history, this is one of the congregations started in the post-Forward in Remembrance fundraising days. In order to understand the culture of that small town in northwest Montana, made up of people who worked primarily in forestry, logging, or mining, there was a key gathering place you had to go. It was Jack's Cafe on Highway 2. And I remember I usually tried to get there at least once a week. There was a time, usually between 6:30 and 8, where people would gather for coffee. And guess what would happen about 8 o'clock? You'd shake the dice, and he who came out at the short end would pick up the coffee tab for everybody else. But in the process, you would learn exactly what was going on in that town. It was at Jack's Cafe. Very quickly, I learned two things were sacred in Troy, Montana, and God was not one of them: hunting and fishing. The people of Troy would not ordinarily walk through the doorstep of Beautiful Savior Lutheran Church where I was serving. I had to go to Jack's Cafe and other places where these sinners would gather. Jesus did not set up shop in Capernaum and wait for people to come to him, even though many were beginning to come to him after he did a few miracles because they heard of his healings. The gospel accounts, including our text that was just read from Luke's account of the calling of Matthew, tell of Jesus going out to where the sinners are. Of all places, he went to a tax booth. And it would not have been a popular hangout, but a necessary one where Jews would come regularly to pay tribute to Rome through the payment of their taxes. Jews who collected taxes for Rome, as we know, are not typically the most respected of businessmen in first century Galilee and Judea. Since once Rome received what they wanted, the rest was for personal profit. Two significant things happen when Jesus goes to this tax booth on this particular day. First, he not only engaged in conversation with the chief antagonist there, namely a local tax collector by the name of Matthew, whose Hebrew name is Levi. Luke probably mentions this Levi because there's a lot of irony. He who was named after the great servants in the temple is now serving another master, namely Rome. But he even called Matthew, Levi, to be one of his 12 apostles. There is little doubt that Matthew had heard the preaching of Jesus. Who couldn't have already heard it in Little Capernaum? But here Matthew responds to Jesus' call to follow him, his call to be an apostolic minister. Now he's drawn into that inner circle. But the second very interesting thing about this text is that after Matthew responds to Jesus' call to ministry, he then makes a great feast in his house. Luke records it, Matthew records it. And that included a large number of tax collectors coming. And you'd think he'd leave behind those this reprobate tax collectors once he follows the sanctified holy Son of God. But what we see, and our text emphasizes this, he may have left behind all of his earthly possessions, but he did not leave behind his tax collector friends when he begins following Jesus. Jesus reached out to the sinner Matthew, and Matthew reached out to these fellow sinners to share in the joy of the reign of God's kingdom that he was experiencing in Jesus Christ. The amazing grace that he experienced not only in being brought to faith, but even being called to follow Jesus in the ministry he was carrying out. And who joins in this great feast that Matthew throws? Yes, once again, Jesus. He goes to Matthew's cafe and even eats with the sinners gathered there. Such activity, as we all know, prompted the rebuke from the Pharisees. There is much irony in Jesus' response to them. Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. The irony is not lost on anyone reading the account. Namely, there is not one righteous, not even one. All are sick with sin, including these Pharisees. Thus, like Matthew, Jesus calls us to go out to where the sinners are, and they are not only in the pews of the congregations to which some of you are serving, others of you will be called, but they are also in the Jack cafes, the H&R Block tax centers. They're even attending Super Bowl parties, looking for some significance in life, but not finding much in the commercials or the halftime show. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. He came to give people much, much more than what's offered in a Super Bowl. His atoning death was a death for all sinners, all those that were in the synagogues, all of those that were in the tax collector booths. His ministry of reaching out to marginalized sinners and even eating with them is certainly also an example for your future ministry. I assure you, there will be gathering spots or eating spots for sinners in your community, and Jesus is sending you there too. That is one of the spots you are called to be as a shepherd of Christ, seeking and reaching out, even as Jesus sought the lost sheep, so that those sinners too may hear the gospel, may hear of Christ doing something of extreme and eternal significance, laying down his life so that they might live far beyond the grave eternally with him. Then they can also come to the font. And one day, after eating many special meals with Jesus, enjoy that especially large feast Jesus will have with all repentant sinners. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.